Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 171. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Yeehaw!
And Jeff.
What up?
Fozzie's supposed to be here. We're not sure where he is. We're not sure if he's going to join us.
He's doing drugs.
Yes, that's a possibility. We did some stuff this week.
I killed a man.
Yes.
I killed a man.
Mama.
Oh my god.
I just killed a man.
Dude, I just did like a stunt jump and like I clipped the tree so like my car was spinning perfectly in the air. It was great. It was beautiful.
So Jeff has been playing GTA Online.
Yeah, just a little bit. Like, I tried it out. Like, what, I'm rank 5 or whatever.
Right, and there's like 100 of them, so you got a ways to go.
Damn. I don't know. I remember you guys talking about it, like, Fozzie mostly bitching about it. I have no problems with, like, the little intro. I can see if you're trying to get a game with friends, like, right off the bat, but... Yeah, I kind of look at it as its own separate game, so they kind of have to, like, introduce you to what's... Like, what you could do in the game.
Yeah, I mean, some of it's a little buggy, because I was able to join Tony while he did that stuff, but...
Oh, yeah?
Fozzie was not able to join anybody, and maybe it was just because I joined Tony's game. And Fozzie was trying to join our games, but it wouldn't let him. I don't know. You're liking it, though? Has Rockstar given out the first of... half of the payment they're giving everybody?
I didn't get any money.
So you're supposed to be giving us $500,000 in GTA dollars.
Yeah, but this was your first time playing, right, Jeff? So maybe...
Yeah.
Why? I know you have money? To had... Well, I haven't checked yet, but you had to have played it before.
In order
to be eligible for the payment.
It's in October, though. It's
right.
If you play it in October, you'll get the payment.
Okay.
But it's possible that if you just signed in today that you haven't got it yet because
right.
of that.
No, I mean, I played it, I think, like a couple days ago. I didn't have work till, like, 2, so, like, I played it in the morning a little bit, and I just played it a little bit tonight. And I only have, like, 16 grand, and that's all shit that I've earned. But that's what I like about it is it's, like, basically another GTA game. But all online, you're like, you know, you're like leveling up and earning money, and you use both of those things to get more cool shit, and you can get apartments, and I don't know, it seems to be like a lot of cool ideas in it, and I'm having fun with it so far, and I don't usually play online games at all, really, but I don't know, we'll see if it pans out, but I can see me wasting a bunch of time with this.
Cool.
Just because there's nothing coming out. You guys know that, right?
There's stuff coming out.
I don't believe it.
I've
seen it all before.
That doesn't mean there's not stuff coming out, though.
Well, not stuff that is good. I mean, or not stuff I like. Let's put it that way.
Fair enough. You're not getting the new systems right away, so...
Yeah, not. I mean, I would, but there's nothing like making me want to get it, so I don't know.
Which makes sense. I mean, I think the loss of Watch Dogs really kind of hurt the PS4 launch quite a bit.
Yeah, that was like. Well, that hurt. I think that hurts the fall, like in general. Like I was gonna get it on PS3, and it's just. Now, like, my big game is Mario. And I'm going to conspire with Chris to make it Game of the Year.
Yeah, we're going to have a hard time with that, being as we're probably going to be the only two that play.
I think Tony should not buy Xbox One and then get Mario.
I should not buy an Xbox One?
Mm-hmm. It'll be cheaper. You get, you know, Wii U for $300. And then you get Mario. That's pretty smart, right?
brilliant.
I mean, if all you want to play is Mario, yes.
Well, what are you going to play on X1? What are you going to get, Tony, now? Like, what, Battlefield and...
Well, I'm getting Rise. And that second game is up in the air. I don't know if it'll be Battlefield. I mean, it could end up being Lego Marvel Superheroes.
So let's talk Lego Marvel Superheroes. That's a Lego game.
Oh, you're finally getting bored of them.
I mean, it's just, I mean, the humor's there. It's still fun. It's just, I don't know if Xbox One PS4 version of that is going to be anything better than what it is right now. It might look a little bit better, but I really don't see, cause like, it's not graphically intense as it is right now, so I don't know if that's where you want to go with your next gen purchase, but I mean, there's, depending upon your taste, there might not be a whole lot, so. But it's kind of funny. I mean, it has, I played the first level and then part of the second level. It checkpoints about a third of the way through each level now, which is nice because before, like, if you kind of cut out in the middle of it, you either had to restart the whole level or it just tossed you in and you had no idea what the hell was going on. What this does now, I mean, like, it checkpoints every third, and it's very much segmented into those chunks. It's still the open world of the last few LEGO games. I'm not finding that open world to be all that engaging. It's more like a hub that just, takes you from mission to mission. It's not like a LEGO City, where that actually was kind of an open world for you to drive around in, and the missions place in that open world. The levels here are very focused and kind of linear. And really, in these first two levels I played, not really a whole lot of puzzles. Like, very much focused on just beating the hell out of villains. And there are a lot of them. They showed the, you know, like how each level you play and you unlock like the characters you played in for that level. There has to be at least 100 to unlock. And in like the first level you unlock like 7. And I have a feeling like that the second level I'll probably unlock like another 4 or 5. It looks like everybody. There's an achievement for getting Howard the Duck.
Yes.
What?
Yes. He's a Marvel character, so.
Ish.
Yeah. I mean, like, the comic was published by Marvel, so I guess he is, technically falls under their banner. It even goes, like, the weird end of it, cause, I mean, the Guardians of the Galaxy are in it, so, like, Rocket Raccoon and those guys. I see this possibly being pretty crazy later on in the other levels. There's 15 of them, so it's a pretty beefy game. But it's still, like, you know, press buttons, beat other people up until they break. Collect Lego chips.
Now, do the heroes feel any different from each other?
I mean, like, so,
like, this Iron Man flies around and fires a beam. And
I wasn't able to just take off as Iron Man whenever I wanted. He's actually the first hero they introduce you to. It's Iron Man and Hulk. And later on, Spider-Man joins you. And it didn't look like I could take off at any point during that level, but at certain points, it definitely you could fly. It might have been they just were limiting it early on, where it was like, we kind of just want to teach you how to play this. We're not going to let you fly yet. But yeah, he can fly. The Hulk can smash things. There's certain things that only he can lift up, or bigger characters can lift up. he can also change into Bruce Banner to, like, climb up, like, ropes and stuff, because obviously the Hulk can't climb up ropes, and, Spider-Man can web swing, and, he uses that, like, I guess there's different ways for, like, for you to progress around the environment. Like, there's these silver items that only, Iron Man can bust, and there's, like, green barriers and only the Hulk can bust, and then Spider-Man can access his Spidey sense and unlock, like, secrets in the levels, and,
nice.
Captain America has a, there's certain parts of the level that only he can access by throwing a shield at them, and, Mr. Fantastic can, you know, turn into different things to unlock other areas. So yeah, they do feel different, which is nice, because there's a lot of them. So, and if they all felt the same, it would be a little boring. But yeah, it's funny. Like, definitely has the humor going. Evidently, like, Doctor Doom and Loki are the ones behind everything here, and Doom is trying to create the Doctor Doom Doom Ray of Doom.
Nice.
Yeah. And Loki makes comments. He is currently, like, locked up in a S.H.I.E.L.D. prison, and but he is somehow communicating with Doom, like, through, like, magic, and he's always making comments about how dumb Doom is. and how dumb all the mortals are. But he also goes, like, but he does have that cool throne, and, you know, that metal face is pretty neat. So, it's like, it's funny, like, it hits on some of the humor that you get, but, like, little kids aren't gonna get some of that stuff, but, like, as an adult, like, it's pretty funny. And kids are gonna be like, oh, that's cool, like, I can play as Hulk, and he's noticeably bigger than the other ones. Like, he's a mega Lego figure, so. Yeah. I mean, it's another Lego game. I didn't play much of Lego Batman 2, so I don't know how this compares to that, but.
But the characters are fully voiced, all of them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They all talk. Spider-Man sounds like you'd expect Spider-Man to sound. Kind of that, like, he kind of sounds like the cartoon we grew up watching as kids.
Oh, good, so. That's the good Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's crazy though. Have all those characters and them all be voiced. Like, I wonder if like all the ones you unlock have voices and shit.
I have a feeling that it's probably just the ones that
story. Or
yeah,
whatever.
So that's when they actually talk is like the, you know, there's those like mini. There's the cutscenes, like the little mini Lego movies. And they don't happen, like in Lego Star Wars, like you'd get those cutscenes at the end of the level. Like here, like you might be, you know, halfway through a level and all of a sudden they'll, like, you'll see, like J. Jonah Jameson sitting at a desk and he's talking to Peter Parker and, Doc Ock flies through the building and, but there's like a conversation going on between them before that happens, and then you would take control of Spider-Man after that and continue on with the level. So it's I mean, production value is great. Telltale definitely, not Telltale, Traveler's Tales definitely has a, you know, they know what they're doing with these games at this point. Still a little weird to see Warner Brothers publishing a Marvel game
simultaneously while publishing,
yeah, in the same week that they're publishing like a new Batman game, two new Batman games actually. So it's crazy, but I'm sure Warner Brothers isn't going to turn down, you know, what basically amounts to like a free money cash cow. So
right.
Because this will sell well. It looks like maybe it's tied in a bit to the, like the Avengers movie. Like they make reference to some stuff. I'm not sure if maybe it's just coincidental or, but I mean, like Nick Fury definitely looks like
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's... that version of Nick Fury was obviously modeled after Samuel L. Jackson anyway, even before they got to, like, doing this whole big Avengers thing, because that was back from the Ultimates where Mark Miller styled him after that, but that's what I'm getting, like, the feel is that it kind of feels like it's tied to the Avengers film, so. It's kind of cool. It's fun. I just think it's cheap. It's like $50. So cheaper than
a normal game.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know. You can get Sonic for $50.
It's only $27 on Steam.
Yeah, it's $30 on PC. And with full controller support. So that if you have a PC that plays games, that might be the way to go if you have a controller. Cause that's actually a really decent deal.
Tempted. And it's 10% off still.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get it for like, what, it's like 27, you said.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So tempted.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It looks like it's gonna be a beefy game, and like, for people that like to, you know, find all the secrets and everything, Lego games have a ton of that. So it'll keep you playing for quite some time, but.
Are you reviewing it?
No, I just picked it up. I like Marvel. I like Lego games, and my son likes superheroes, and the Lego games are easy for him to play. And
is Don reviewing it? Is someone reviewing it? Anyone?
I think Don. I think he said he was. I'm not sure if he got it or not, though. I'm not sure if we got a copy. But he might be running it, or he's running Batman, or. I have no idea.
I know he's getting Batman. That's the next game he's got.
Okay.
No, I was just asking because I think I saw a couple reviews and they were like really positive about it.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, very positive.
More positive than that Sonic game you're talking about. So.
Yeah. Was there some sort of bet? I remember you saying, "I bet." Did we bet anything? Because I wish we had. In fact, you should just strip naked during.
We didn't bet money or anything.
Take it off.
I definitely.
Take your top off.
I definitely. I was very confident about it. I mean, that said, go on Metacritic. Like, there are, you know, decent, you know, publications that said it was really good. So I'm like, now that makes me even more interested in it. Just because of that, but then usually game like Sonic games that get mediocre reviews like tend to kind of like. So I don't know. See.
Yeah, I mean it's hovering at a mediocre 63.
Yeah, you look there's definitely high end and low end. Like it's not just like all around that 63. Like there's some that are just like this is a great fucking Mario Galaxy ripoff. There's like it's really weird like. I really don't.
Destructoid is the biggest name on here that gave it a positive review.
Yeah, and I don't know. I like them, but
you do.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I like this name.
Jim Sterling.
Yeah,
Jim Sterling's good.
He's all right, but he's the only like. There's a mess of unprofessional writers there.
It's okay.
It's ugly. I'm assuming Sterling did not do that review.
No. I don't think so, anyways.
Actually, he did.
He did? Oh.
Did he really? Yeah. I haven't read it. I'm not going to read it because I'm going to write the review for it, but I don't know. That's interesting to me.
It has some of the same problems I had with Generations, according to him. I'm just looking at his, like, little cap. Might lack replay value, could be too short. And there are some, this isn't actually his, this is just what good means on their score, so. I don't know. Maybe it's decent, who knows.
Yeah, it's really all over the place. Even like, what was it, IGN's review, that was like one of the only ones I read. They were kind of like, well, this game, like, you know, it's functional, like, everything in it is fine. It's just, like, there's nothing, like, you know, great about it. It's like, okay, well, like, then if you're into that game, you might like it. Like, I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
I'm not trying to, like, apologize for Sonic, because...
the blurb on Metacritic from Destructoid is, Sonic Lost World can wildly swing from brilliant to horrific at the drop of a hat.
It sounds like a lot of, you know, modern Sonic games. It's just too bad, because, in my opinion, Generations didn't do that. Generations was solid from start to finish. It was short, but it was good.
Yeah, it was really short. Like, you could beat that game in one sitting. Which isn't,
isn't
odd for Sonic games, actually.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even back to, like the original Sonic games, like, if you're good enough, you could beat, you know, the original Sonic in, like, 40 minutes.
Well, you had to beat it in one sitting because you couldn't even fucking
save. Right, you couldn't
save, the game.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, that game was, like, a 40-minute game.
Yeah. That's fine. Sonic 2, I think, is a great game, and that's, yeah, about an hour long.
About that. Yeah, about that same cut of time, so. I don't know, maybe you'll like it.
Maybe I will. I don't see it, you know. It's not gonna reignite the series or anything, but they sell. Like, every Sonic game that comes out, it kind of sells okay enough, because I don't think they put a ton of money into them. So I don't know. Either way, I'm excited for it.
Sega's a weird company.
Yeah.
You guys play anything else?
I played Total War Rome 2.
You said it's been fixed, right?
It has been patched 5 times since release.
So, in like the last month, right?
Yes, they did one patch every Friday for 5 weeks straight. It's actually a lot better now. They fixed most of the technical issues with the game. And some of the annoying things about the interface, like you couldn't tell if you were researching a technology, and there's a little prompt now, and they just tossed in some things to make it better. They've also thrown in some AI fixes. So before, if you were marching towards an enemy city, with a huge army, and they didn't think they had a chance of winning, they would actually take their army and run away and leave the city to be destroyed by you.
Huh.
Even if it was their last city.
Where were they running to?
Well, so if you lose your last city in the game, I've never actually had this happen to me personally, but when the AI loses their last city, the army isn't destroyed. It can actually go over and take another city over. But the AI would run away when their army was so small that even that wasn't really in the realm of possibility. But now they defend their cities to the last, and you end up with a lot more siege battles. Because the AI is more focused on, like, protecting their own territory. Lots of fixes, like the AI builds stronger units now, and, like, the ratios are better so that their armies are stronger, and, like, loads and loads of fixes to, like, move the game forward. They didn't fix everything. There's still some wonky things about the AI. I haven't fought a field battle since patch 5 came out, because the AI's armies are all in their cities now. So every single battle I fought has been a siege, every single one, which is kind of weird. Because, you know, Total War is typically known for massive battles. Now you just have massive siege battles. You don't have, like, the open field battles that would typify the era, which is just kind of funky. So, I mean, you know they're still working on the game. They're actually up... I've seen notes for up to patch 7... So they have more patches in the works, and the rest of them are just AI fixes. It's just weird that they've had so many patches. I've never really seen them work on a Total War game like this before. Like, the game was, I guess you could call it unfinished when it launched. So I guess the last month has been beta testing. But they've been nice about it. I mean, they've released a bunch of free content for the game. Like, they've added 4 factions to the game for free. So if you're patient, you can probably actually pick it up in the Steam sale and get, like, a really good deal on the game price-wise and have skipped all of the issues that the game had in the first month or so.
That's cool.
Yeah, but game much better, a lot of fun. I thought it was fun before, but they've fixed the things that annoyed me, which makes it even better.
Jeff, you play anything else?
I just was finishing up Wind Waker again.
Which you liked.
Yes.
And We published a review on the site. Three.
Three.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think we're actually publishing it. Well, it'll be up.
It'll
by the
be
time
up. It, yeah.
This, yeah, we moved it to reposition some stuff, but yeah. So you liked it? Thought it was really good. They improved some stuff. Sounds like.
Yeah. You know, it was. There's a bunch of tiny little tweaks in it, like, and the game was great to begin with. So.
I'm looking forward to playing it. Sitting here on my desk. I did play a little bit of Pikmin. I'm not sure if I like that game or not, but I only played through the first day. Yeah, I only played through the first day, so.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I mean, it's like, what, the first half hour of the game or something like that. There's a lot of, like, they give you a lot of, like, there's a lot of dialogue in that first day, like, where they're trying to.
Yeah, they're teaching you.
Yeah, tell you stuff. Can you play that game on just the pad, though?
Yeah,
I haven't been able to figure out how to do that yet. It's forced me to play like that whole intro on my television. Like,
that way.
Yeah, just on the pad. Like off screen. So, like, I could be sitting here playing it right now.
I want to say that you can. Okay. I don't remember doing it much with that, but most Nintendo games, like Wind Waker does this. Like, all you do is hit select and it switches.
Okay, I'll
and I think Pikmin, like, I would say 95% sure it does. Check my review. I'm sure I mentioned it because, like, I'm a big fan of, like, that. I definitely would have included it somewhere in there and been like, yeah, it's there.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, it's something that, like, I find myself doing on, like, Sundays.
Yeah.
When football's on, like. Like, so I have, like, football going on the big screen and then, like, playing something on, like, the small screen right there in my hand. Like, I don't know if Pikmin is the best game to play that with, like, that way, because, like, it's hard to pay attention to both at the same time, but.
You'd have to pause a lot, but otherwise it's not, like, I don't know. Yeah, but it's just cool that it's there. Another thing I played, Diablo.
Yeah, almost done there?
Yeah, I'm in Act 4, so I don't know how long Act 4 is going to be.
It's not that bad. Yeah, you have a ways. Like, there's some stuff to do.
Like an hour or two, maybe.
You're in heaven right now, right? Or
Yeah.
Which is cool. Like, it's completely different looking from the rest of the game. And everything is... Like, I mean, there's definitely some, like, damage because Diablo has fucked some shit up there, but... very pristine looking and, heavenly, almost.
Yes. And dude, oh my god, I love my class so much. I'm so happy I went Wizard, cause like, Wizard just becomes fucking powerhouse near the end. Like, I got these orbs that you shoot out, and they're like, they'll fucking do like, 1,000 damage minimum. And it's just like, the amount of shit that will be going on screen in that game, if you have a couple people playing, it's just, fucking awesome, dude.
It's really good with other people.
Oh, for sure. Although my one like roommate, he's like been playing a lot as a witch doctor by himself and trying to catch up, but
it works fine by itself. It's just it's really good with other people as well, so.
I don't know, every class in that game has really cool creative powers. I think it's a really good looking game. I don't know. It's definitely, like, you guys have heard me bitch about this over and over, how I want more dungeon crawlers, and this is, like, the ultimate for me anyways. Like, I love this game.
Damn it, Jeff, you need to get a PC. There are so many dungeon crawlers.
I just downloaded Path of Exile, which is free.
Free!
Yeah.
A free dungeon crawler, Jeff.
Sounds good. Not as good.
I think Fozzie would disagree with you, but there's like a rift between people that, there are people that want a return to what Diablo 2 did, which was slightly different than how 3 handled it. Like, you definitely had more control over, you know, where points go on your, you know, for your character.
Yeah.
But
I could see that.
I'd don't necessarily need that level of detail. So
I can see that, but at the same time, you're still getting to choose, like, what armor and stuff you're going to use, and which, you know, like, you are unlocking shit as you go along, but you get to choose what your setup is. It's not like you have no control.
Right.
And just, for me, like, compared to other dungeon crawlers I've played, like, the shit that you get, like, the powers you get in Diablo are just so cool. Like, the witch doctor, like, everything I see him do, I'm like, that's amazing. He's got, like, a gimp that follows him around and fucking can throw bottles of spiders at people. I'm like, that's so cool, dude. I don't know. I'm enjoying it a lot. Should be done with that soon, though.
Yes, before we move on to news, I finished Beyond.
Beyond?
Two Souls. When I talked about it last week, I still wasn't sure exactly, you know, how I felt about it. I thought the ending pulled it together. Like, it works. It kind of gives you a reason for why everything is being told that way, and I thought it was pretty good.
You're saying we should play this?
We don't
have to play it, but
no, I mean, like, if you liked Heavy Rain, if you like that type of gaming experience, I think Beyond is definitely worth giving it a go.
I like that type of game. But nothing about the story of Beyond. Like, even, you know, reading a review, I'm like, the story to me, I'm just like, what? I don't know.
It's pretty crazy. Like, I enjoy crazy science fiction, though, so, I keep wanting to call her Ellie. Jody is, tied to, this entity, and, since birth. Like, you'll play aspects of her, like, when she's, like, 5 or 6, and all the way till, like, you know, where the game ends. And you'll see her be born, and there's a reason for everything, and the reason turns out being really cool as to why she's tied to it. But, there's this whole political subplot where, the military is trying to, well, the government is trying to militarize these entities. It's really dumb. It's like dumb fun sci-fi. So I could see people being like, the writing is kind of goofy, but I think it comes down to the character moments that really work, and Jody's interaction with other people and how you shape her based on your play. So like the experience I had be completely different from the one Tony has, which would be completely different from the one Jeff has. So I mean, I think that's where that type of game, like, really excels, in giving you different experiences and kind of letting you, you know, choose your character, you know, shape them in the way you want to shape them. So.
Okay, I'm in. You sold me.
Maybe I'll find that for cheap sometime.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not
going
to buy it full price.
No, but I mean, you know what? They haven't released Heavy Rain to a PS Plus, so I don't know if, like, this will see it go that way either, but I figure Black Friday or so, you should be able to get this game pretty cheap, like, probably
yeah.
$20, $15-$20 or something.
Oh, I'm going to be watching Amazon all, like,
yeah.
Amazon will do it on Thanksgiving, too, which is great, because I have, like,
oh, yeah.
One day I know I'll have all day off, you know, I'll be all up in that.
It's a shame that, once again, Sony just kind of, like, they failed to market one of their big releases. It's like,
we just forgot it was coming out.
Right, it's like, how do you...
I did see a TV advertisement for it, though.
Which is more than what you can say for, you know, some games this year that they, like...
How about Ratchet, dude?
It's like, people don't even know Ratchet's coming out.
I keep forgetting. Like, you guys had to remind me on Twitter the other day. It's like, oh, yeah, Ratchet.
It's like, and they're... It's a shame because it's like a return to... It's like the epilogue to the future series, so it's a return to, like, true Ratchet and Clank-style gameplay. And it's coming out, like, 3 days before the PlayStation 4 launches. So, who the fuck cares?
Like, why wouldn't they just make that a PS4 game? Like, I mean,
right.
I don't know.
Right, like, at that, like, you know, you want to give away all your games on PS Plus, just make it a PS4 game, a PS4 launch game, and then give that away as one of your PS Plus games. Like, I'm actually kind of excited for the game they are giving away with PS Plus at launch on the PS4, so... it was supposed to be Drive Club originally. Drive Club, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's a Contrast, which I saw at PAX East earlier this year, and it's this kind of cool, like, side-scrolling puzzle platformer with a... It deals with shadows, and you jump between, like, the shadow world and, this real world, which is, it looks like it takes place in, like, Paris or something. So I have a feeling that's gonna be a lot of fun, so. And get that free.
Free!
Right. I mean, free as in, you know, you pay for PS Plus, but it comes with your subscription,
and
so.
And a PS4.
Free!
Right, and a PS4.
And the PlayStation Eye. Free!
Is the eye free?
No. Yeah,
I didn't think the eye was free. Like, where'd that come from? I think that's it though. I mean, I don't think we played anything else. So, we got any news?
Oh yes, there's news. Start off with Battlefield news. Battlefield 4 launches next week. I'm sure you're all excited. You're thrilled. They released a trailer this week. EA has been strangely quiet. Normally they're always comparing the new Battlefield game to Call of Duty and, you know, trying to say that we're in it to win it and trying to take over the first-person shooter market. They haven't really said anything this time around. Except this week when they released a trailer. And the trailer shows the normal stuff that you'd see in a Battlefield game. And the trailer ends with a soldier punching a dog.
So dumb.
I don't...
For real?
Yeah. forget Levolution. This is the new stupid. Let's just... I don't... It's like the least subliminal thing ever. Like, if you're releasing a platformer and had somebody kick Mario across the screen or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's like, and I think Battlefield would benefit so much from just trying to get away from this competition with Call of Duty. Because they're so different games. Like, I don't get it.
I've seen, like, some commercials for it on TV where, like, they don't really directly say anything. There's nothing, like, as obvious as fucking this dude punching a dog. But, like, have you guys seen, like, the spot that they'll play on TV for Battlefield 4 where it's like, oh, my God, and then a building fucking, like, blew up. I didn't even know you could do that.
There's a bunch of those. They have so many different ones of those now. But, yeah, it's all about the emergent gameplay that happens in Battlefield that doesn't typically happen in Call of Duty.
Random that stuff. You can't do, in Call of Duty. They don't exactly call it out, but.
Right.
I don't know. Those commercials are okay, I guess. But. I think the Call of Duty ones that they have on TV right now are more clever. Where, like, it's just people, like, talking about what they're doing on multiplayer. I'm sure you guys
know. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're kind of fun, you know?
Yeah, it's like they just kind of, like. They show all these. The different types of people that kind of play it too, like, like everybody plays Call of Duty. That's kind of what, you know, the message of that is. And if you want to be in on the conversation,
it's Call of Duty time.
Yeah, which is fun. Like, I mean, look, Call of Duty is what it is, but it still actually delivers a decently fun shooter experience. That you can jump in and out of really quick. I mean, that's one of the problems with Battlefield is you can't jump into a Battlefield game and, like, you're not jumping in for 10 minutes and then you're gonna do something else. Like, you need to devote a good half hour or so to playing a match. And,
and who plays just one match.
Right.
So now instead of like getting your fix, you're in for that's what you're playing that night.
Right. It's like all right. Like I mean, you can hop in. You play, you know, 3 or 4, 5 matches of Call of Duty, and I'm good. You only play it for like a half hour, 40 minutes, and
you're like, oh, now I can go play something else.
Yep.
Why tempting the beast? I don't understand. I don't. What do you gain by that?
Nothing. You gain nothing.
Because and there's now the ASPCA is like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Why are you punching dogs in the face?
Now you're gonna have protesters standing outside, severed dog heads, and that kind of stuff.
And it's, I don't know. I at least know with Call of Duty that I'm gonna get a single player campaign that's enjoyable to play.
Right.
It might be predictable. It might be a roller coaster ride, but it's not bad.
Right.
Which is what Battlefield 3's campaign was. So
horrific, unplayably bad.
It was not good.
I could not for I tried 3 times to play through that single player, and I could not beat the first level. I'm like, I can't. I have to stop. This is painful.
That's next week, right? Tuesday.
It is.
Yeah, I'll be skipping. Like, if I get it, I'm going to get it on Xbox One. So
I think I'm going to go that route too. Although the $10 thing is kind of tempting.
Yeah, I'm actually tempted to do that for Call of Duty. I don't know why. But it's, yeah, like possibly just you can get a digital version that I guess you pay $60 and then you pay $10 later on. Same as doing the trade-in, but I mean, you keep both games.
You keep them both?
Yeah. Because it's digital. Like the digital, like if you go to the Call of Duty page, if you buy the digital version of Call of Duty on Xbox 360, and I assume it's probably the same on PS3, if you buy the digital version, you can upgrade to the Xbox One version for $10, but you get to keep both versions.
That's tempting.
Yeah.
That's very tempting. I might switch from Call of Duty to Battlefield just because of that.
Damn, we're
The
other way around. But EA's, like, upgrade system is it's so fucking convoluted.
I want to do the one where I don't have to go to GameStop.
Right.
Time.
Or send it back to Amazon or anything.
Right.
Like,
right.
I just wanted, like, just let me upgrade it.
Right.
Which is, the PS4 upgrade system for a lot of their games actually works that way. You buy the digital version of Call of Duty, digital version of Battlefield, or the physical version of Call of Duty or Battlefield for PS3, and then, on PS4, I guess with the disc, it works as an unlock that allows you to purchase the digital version of the PS4 version for $10, which is nice because you don't have to go to the store and you just have it there. I assume you have to keep the disc, maybe put it in every time you need to play, just like you normally would, but yeah, this whole thing, this cross-gen nonsense is ridiculous.
It's confusing.
As Ubisoft said, if you can do that with Assassin's Creed, like, can you take the Assassin's Creed 4, which comes out Tuesday as well, and then upgrade to the Xbox One version or the PS4 version? Or
I'm not even worrying about it.
Right, I mean,
they've already said it's the same version for both games. There's no significant changes.
So it's just like, you know,
I'm sure it will look better.
Yeah, up-resed visuals.
But I think that's the only difference. So
there's really no point in holding out then.
No.
Outside of, like, I want a game to play on my Xbox.
Right. And whatever, I'm not doing that. I'll have other stuff to play by then, right?
Yep.
Hopefully. God willing.
Got any other news?
Sure. I don't normally do release dates, but I'm excited about this one. Titanfall. Mm-hmm. Coming out March 11th.
Yeah.
I was surprised that it was that early.
I thought March or April, maybe. But,
Amazon had it for like July or something.
Really?
July.
Yeah. They had said early 2014, so.
Yeah, and that date is perfect. I mean, once sales start slowing down, when you need something to like re-inject some energy into the Xbox One, hey, Titanfall's here.
Yeah, I mean, and Sony's gonna get that same boost, maybe not the same boost, but, a similar boost from Infamous, cause that'll be coming out around that same time.
Right. I saw the collector's edition. Did they announce a date for that too?
You know, I don't think so. It's early 2014 though, so first quarter, I think.
Speaking of collector's edition, the collector's edition of Titanfall, $250.
Jesus Christ!
It includes a 190-page art book.
Which is nice. Not worth $250.
And an 18-inch Titan statue, Titan being the mech in the game, with a battery-powered LED lightning. Not that, lightning.
That's pretty cool, but
that doesn't seem to be worth $250.
Right, and I don't know. I don't know if I'm willing to put $250 down on a series or like a brand new IP.
Right.
Like, I mean, you want to give me a statue of Ezio for Assassin's Creed 2?
I did that.
Right, but you knew what you were getting. Like, you knew what Assassin's Creed was. I mean, we think Titanfall is going to be pretty good. It looks pretty cool, but I don't know if I'm willing to bet $250 on it.
Plus Ezio, I mean that was $80 too. That was like $20 in addition to the game. And this is, I mean, I don't normally pay $60 for a game, but this is more than four $60 games.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's I mean that could run you like that's a whole quarter's worth of games right there.
Right. Oh, that's insanity. $250 is too much.
Jeff, you gonna buy that?
What?
You're gonna spend $750 next March on Titanfall and an Xbox One, right? You're gonna get the Titanfall Collector's Edition for $250.
No.
It's a bit absurd.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably get that game like when I get whatever I get.
An Xbox One.
I don't buy collector's editions. Anyway, so fuck that.
I don't normally.
Yeah, I mean, I got the last one I got was that Halo 4 one, and that was actually really disappointing. But
yeah, that's the last one I got too, and it's the last one I will get.
I'm not actually. The set itself was disappointing, but it was what, $90, $100? Was it that much? It was around there.
It was $100.
$100, but it came with the season pass, which you didn't use.
I know.
Because you stopped playing it, but yeah, I ended up playing a lot of Halo 4, so having those maps come in on a regular basis was nice.
Yeah, I mean, if I would have kept playing, it would have been worth it just because of that, I guess.
Right.
I guess.
But
just bought the season pass.
As like a collector's edition, that was not a good collector's edition. Had some like knickknacks in a box.
It was just like stickers and like nothing. Yeah, it was. Oh, and speaking of collector's editions, I'll throw this out there. If anyone listening wants this, I have the Fallout New Vegas collector's edition. I will sell it to you.
For how?
On Xbox. Best offer. I put out a thing on Craigslist and no one responded, but I'm not like in a town that Craigslist is in or whatever. I don't know.
This is the one with the,
It's got some
is it playing
stuff.
Cards and...
Uh-huh. And they're all like, what I have is it's all unopened. Like I
and the chips. And...
Yeah.
So you both played New Vegas, right?
Yes.
How long does it take you to get to New Vegas in that game? So I just restarted. I played about 4 hours of it. And
it takes a while.
Yeah, it takes like... I mean, if you go straight there... The only thing is, once you even get there, you have to like work to get in, too.
Yeah.
You so it's not like instantly. I think it took me about 10 hours to actually get into the city.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not near the beginning. It's like near the middle, almost. But once you have access to that city, it's pretty cool. There's lots of cool, like, side quests in it.
I'm in some town where there's a dinosaur thing.
Oh, yeah, okay. The snipers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really dig that game, but I have it.
It's a lot of fun. I put a good 35 hours into that game. It was nice. I did not... 35 hours was not nearly what the game offered, too.
I mean, it's an open world Bethesda game. I mean, not developed by Bethesda this time around, but I assume there's a lot to do in the wasteland if you wanted to.
I felt like 35 hours was not getting my money's worth out of it, kind of.
Really?
In comparison to some of the other games, like Fallout 3 and...
Right. You know. Skyrim and Oblivion and...
Right, when you're putting like 100 hours into one of those games.
I think I put more hours into New Vegas than I did Fallout 3, and I beat Fallout 3 and I didn't beat Vegas, so I don't know, take that how you will. Definitely thinking about replaying it though, because I bought it for PS3.
I have the PC version. I need to get in there.
Yeah, I'm a little saddened by the fact that Fallout 3 on PC, doesn't run very well on Windows 7, so.
Right.
I think I'm gonna end up buying the 360 version on like Games on Demand because it's like $15, so. Just to have a version that works.
Oh, another random. Are you guys still doing news or what?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Another random thing like I just thought of a minute ago is anyone getting Deus Ex Director's Cut?
No.
I want it, but
I thought Deus Ex was really right. That's just it. It's like I already played through the game. You fix the boss fights. That's great, but it's not going to change like the rest of it.
Yeah, although I could imagine it being pretty cool on Wii U, just because of like the gamepad shit. But great. But I'm not gonna spend.
I have like, so many other games to play too before I would get to it. Like I would buy it and not play it. That's what would happen. I end up sitting next to the Hitman trilogy and whatever other games I have that are ever gonna get played.
I'm pretty. Did that come out?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I can update my my PC version to that. Not that I'm going to play it, so I'm not going to do that, but I wanted to.
If you wanted to.
It's like $5 or something. It's like really cheap.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to get, like, I like Deus Ex, but not enough that I want to go back and play it right away, so.
Right. If there was a sequel, I'd be all over, you know, picking that up and playing it. But
right.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Playing the same game over again is kind of out the window for that kind of game. It would have to be really, really, really good.
Yeah. I'm like staring at it right now.
I think...
I'm not going to do it.
The only
games in this entire generation that were of any significant length that I replayed were Mass Effect and Mass Effect 2.
I replayed the second one. But yeah, I replayed Deus Ex earlier this year. I didn't finish it, but I liked it more the second time for sure. In fact, it was not that long ago. I think it was like right around when I was moving out here. Like, so that's why I probably didn't finish it. And then like Pikmin came out and shit and, you know.
Jeff, you're right. The currently the director's cut, I guess to upgrade it is $5.
Not a bad deal if you wanted to play it again. And like I said, the second time I played it, I thought it was even better, like, than the first time, but I don't know.
I'm gonna pretend I don't see that.
Yeah. All I know is I'm not gonna pay $50 to play the Wii U one, but that drops in price enough, it could become reality. Like, I could, especially if there's like a little drought sometime early next year or something.
Right, right.
Or this fall, because there's nothing coming out.
Come on, South Park.
South Park!
That's until December.
Yeah. Right, yeah, that's a little ways off.
Yeah, but what?
Although it's really not that far away anymore. I keep saying that, but it's like we're at the end of October. Where the hell did the year go?
Yeah, exactly.
And soon, like, Tony and I are going to be talking about, like, Xbox One games and...
Soon you'll have grandkids and shit.
No. Not this year, really.
Yeah, that's a ways off, I kind of think.
Before you know it.
Before I know it. Well, my son is 3, so I'm hoping that nothing happens for a good, you know, 20 years at least.
Hey, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. I don't have that much fun. Come on, you
know me. I mean, even my oldest daughter is 10, so, like, we got a ways to go.
You never know. Kids these days, they grow up quick.
That's what, I mean, you just gotta keep them busy. She dances 15 hours a week, like, she has no time for anything else.
Yeah, and then she's gonna hit puberty.
And then she's still gonna be dancing 15 hours a week.
Force dancing.
At gunpoint.
Right. Get the fuck, go to the studio.
Get her a full-time job at 16.
I mean, like, even now, like, I take her to school in the morning, she takes the bus to my mom's house after school, my mom brings her to the studio, and she comes home and does homework and goes to bed. Like, that is her life right now. It's a terrible life. But I'm going to continue to keep it that way for the next, you know, 10 years. Or, well, probably can't do it for 10, but at least the next 8.
Also, fun fact, I figured out what happened to Fozzie. I don't know if you guys caught it.
No.
He passed out.
It's alright. It's understandable.
He texted me. He's like, I'm going to be there for questions. I'm like, dude, I don't think I got any. I don't know if you guys got any. I don't have any questions.
I don't have any questions. It's alright.
We got answers.
It's questionable.
We'll get questions next week. We got any other news?
Oh yeah. I don't know if you guys have heard of Dark Matter.
I have. Metroid type game.
Right. Recently released on Steam and GOG.com.
Mm-hmm.
Except not anymore because they pulled it down. Apparently, the game had a Kickstarter campaign earlier this year that failed.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they only finished half the game, and released it anyway, without ever changing the description on Steam, or on, GOG.com. So people would get to a certain point of the game and then,
just ends.
Without warning, it would just go to a to be continued screen.
Yeah, it just ends. It's so funny.
Needless to say, there were a lot of complaints, both Steam and GOG.com pulled it down and are offering refunds for people who purchased the game. The developer, Iceberg Interactive, actually Iceberg Interactive is the publisher, they've actually closed down the studio that produced Dark Matter and laid the entire staff off.
Oh.
Iceberg is, however, claiming that they are working on completing the game.
With who?
With an unnamed second studio.
So, is Iceberg claiming that they didn't know that the game wasn't finished, or?
Well, here's the interesting thing about the claim. So, the day that the game was released and people started getting to the end, they claimed that this was the first episode of several episodes. Except that this wasn't in the game description. So, now they've come out and said, you know, it's the game's just not finished, so sorry.
Alright, well, I'm gonna write Iceberg down and say don't buy shit from them.
Iceberg was the game, you probably don't know this, Don and I got a code for a game that they made last fall called Tiny Troopers.
Uh-huh.
Which was like a squad-based RTS game. It never worked. Like, the game just simply would not launch.
Wow.
And they've released a couple games which were like right in my, you know, right in my sweet spot. So they were like turn-based 4X games, because I love that stuff. But then I saw it was Iceberg, and I'm like, no, we're not requesting that, sorry. Just let that go. I refuse to play any of their games. It's just, they are pathetic in terms of a public.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, that's awful.
I don't understand how they could think that this was right in any sense of the way. But I also understand why it was immediately pulled down by Steam.
Yeah, that's a good
sell this stuff to people.
That's pretty tragic. I thought it looked pretty cool because I mean it's a Metroid style game and kind of reminded me of like Shadow Complex. So I was maybe I'll pick that up. And I think they were running like a discount on it last week and I just never got around. I'm glad I didn't get around to purchasing that. So but it got to the end. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So Fozzie has joined us.
Hello.
Wait, who? Who are you? What is going on here?
I fell asleep.
Fell asleep. Yo, it's only like 9 o'clock there. What are you doing?
Yeah, I got home from work and I like passed out. Stupid me, I forgot to put my alarm clock on. And now...
Do you have work in the morning?
Yeah, and I have to be there at 7, so I'm fucked.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Welp, there goes everything. I'm gonna have to buy some... Never mind.
We'll just leave that to everyone's imaginations.
Pornography?
Yes, that always makes
sense. Yes.
Fozzy, why is your hand always underneath your desk? What's going on?
We got any other news?
That was all I had.
Fozzy, what have you been playing this week?
Pokemon?
Yeah?
Pokemon's? Yeah.
You still liking it?
Yeah. I haven't played as much as I'd like. I'm like still, like man, these badges are just far and few. So,
are you finding the story to be really fucking dumb?
Yeah, every Pokemon story is dumb. I don't know. It's just like it's very cartoony. Kids like, oh, want to grow up to be the best trainer. It's just that type of story, you know. So yeah, I mean, but the fun is going to all the gyms and it's pretty cool that they all have, you know, their own special, you know, touch to them. So every gym does feel different, which is nice. But yeah, I'm still enjoying the hell out of the game. And again, there's so many things that I think they've improved on with this game compared to the other ones, which I really enjoy. So at least I'm fine to be enjoyable. And then, Grand Theft Auto, I feel like the story mission, I'm getting towards the end, I know I am. I've already checked the story missions, I'm probably like about 10 away from the ending, but,
Okay, it just, so you've already gone through the stuff with the Chinese?
Kind of. I'm at a snowy area right now, let's just say that.
Okay.
So.
Now I'm like, what?
What do you think I'm at, like 2-3 hours away? Maybe more.
Probably. Well, yeah, it's not like, I remember when I was 10 out, cause you could check out how many missions you got done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, it might be more than 10. I'm in like a snowy area, it's nighttime, so.
Oh yeah, you got a little bit of a ways. Yeah, okay, I don't even have to say anymore, I know exactly where you are.
Yeah, I'm really liking the story for this. Like, all the characters are really likable, and it's a fun, I'm really liking the story. I've kind of fully, before I was, you know, doing some of the side missions, but now I'm kind of like fully into the story, so I've been pretty much just doing all the main story, so.
Don't get too excited though, cause the point where you're at is like the high point of the story in my opinion, and then that's just like, whatever.
Right. Regardless, I'm having a good time with it.
What about online? I just started that out. What do you think of that? I know you were bitching about it before.
I like it. It's just, you know, I think they really fucked up with the online. They really did. Cause now I don't see anyone playing it like they used to. But, I mean, it's just, it's a lot of fun. I don't have time for it right now. You know?
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know, I think last time I talked about beating Beyond Two Souls, or was I still playing Beyond Two Souls? I might have still been playing it.
Yeah, I think we were both playing it.
Yeah. I beat it. I really liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
There should be like a mode where like you can like select, I mean you can do a chapter select, but you should be able to like check off what chapters go where and when you play them. It is a fucking, let's not beat around the bush, it's like a total mess as far as for the story. I do like though that they do kind of spread out, because obviously adult Ellen Page is where like all the action is when she's a kid, it's kind of building on the story. So it's cool that.
Yeah, and they bounce around. Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you don't know what part of the story, I guess if you look at the DNA thing, it'll tell you where it is, but they kind of need to recap you, or even if there's like, it showed like what year it was, like in the bottom right hand corner.
Yeah, that's
where you switched over.
One of the problems with it is, cause you'll go back to being like, you know, six or seven year old Jody, but, and she looks the same, but it's like, the first time when you play the game the first time, you're already in the DPA lab, and then like then at Advantage you're playing as like CIA Jody, and then it jumps backwards to when she's a teenager, then it jumps even further to when she's being chased, and then it jumps back to when like even before the beginning, like that first area you played. But I could definitely see where
you
kind of get lost, but it does give you that little map, but even there, like, as it starts to fill in, it gets really muddled, and it's like,
exactly. And I feel like this is a game, it's good that it is relatively short. You need to play it all the way through, because if you forget, like, what happens, you're fucked. Because, again, it doesn't do a great job of kind of, like, recapping anything, and they're just, like, I feel like if there's just one or two things that they could have added in, like minor things, it would have totally helped the experience overall with the story. But, and honestly, it's not until like you probably get 2/3 of the way in where you're starting to kind of collect the pieces and starting to remember exactly where everything is. But, I mean, that being said, I really had a lot of fun with it. Yeah, the controls pretty shitty.
I thought it controlled like Heavy Rain control, but actually a little bit
better. Which is awful. I don't know where you're coming from. Those controls are
the button pressing? Like, I mean,
everything. The way they move.
She moves way better like than than they do in Heavy Rain.
I feel it is an improvement to Heavy Rain. I like the fact that there's not a lot of like heavy impressing like there was in Heavy Rain.
Right.
And a lot of it's like it was very subtle. So instead of having like this huge prompt, it would have like just this like little slight up or something like that. Yep. So I think that has improved.
What do you think of the combat controls, like when you're doing the hand to hand? Because like at that point, they actually take button prompts off the screen.
Yeah. So first, it was really tough. It was really frustrating. It's
hard.
But,
that's why you have to do that training montage to kind of understand it.
Yeah, it does take a while, but then once you get the hang of it, once you really like hone in when it is slow motion and you see where her hands are going, it really is satisfying when you do that like 100% clean, you know? Mm-hmm. So, there is definitely some gratification there. The only thing though that I kind of, you know, because like with Heavy Rain, the fun about that was that your character could die at any time. But you know that that was not going to be...
Yeah, like Jody's not dying because we know...
She's the main character, so obviously you don't have a fucking game anymore. With that one, you know, you had four characters and all of them were expendable, which was cool. So that I felt that Heavy Rain did build on that a little bit better, but he still, like, it was still pretty hot, like, pretty intense, you know? Regardless, you didn't want to see Jody get punched. Like,
right.
You really bad every time you fucked up.
If you didn't do one of those fight sequences well, she got messed up, like, to the point where, you know, she'd leave there with, like, all sorts of cuts and, like, busted up.
Yeah, she'd be blood. And,
like limping along and, like, afterwards, like, there's definitely, and I mean, I only played it through once, but I definitely saw a difference between when I did well in one of those fights and when I did shitty, because that happened in multiple situations. So.
Right. So, but yeah, I mean, all in all, it's probably one of my top five games this year so far that I can think off the top of my head. Again, we still have a few more games coming out, but I had a good time with it, you know. I can definitely see how it's a love it or hate it, but I thought that the characters were, you know, likable and you did enjoy Jody. I think Ellen Page did a fantastic job as her, so, yeah. I don't know. I had a good time.
We didn't talk about that in news, but, I guess some ingenious little hackers have found a way to access the console version, like the actual like console controls, and control the camera in those shower sequences. And for some reason, Quantic Dream decided that they were going to fully render her. So.
You can see everything.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
So fucked up. Oh.
You know what? The fact that you both like really enjoyed it, you know, against like pretty mixed reviews, makes me want to play it more though.
Yeah, I think you might like it. The controls are forgivable. It's not. Because that's the thing is that, you know, there'll be a couple places where you're like, fuck, you know, but it's
like
not
the forefront.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Like, I wanted to play the whole way through, like, just like from start to finish. It's just, it was like 2 a.m., but I had a lot of fun with it. Just, dude. It's like the greatest Redbox game you'll ever buy. Like, if there's ever a game made for Redbox, this was it. I paid $8 to play the game. It's very enjoyable.
Oh well. So, that's that. I don't think we have any questions, so, we'll do some questions next week.
I did see one question from Justin, which we can steal.
Oh yeah.
Alright, is it usually a bad sign that a game doesn't get review copies sent out?
Yeah.
And I believe this is in, to give it some context,
it's Arkham Origins.
Arkham Origins, which only sent copies to a couple of outlets, IGN, Game Informer, and I think Polygon? It's not clear whether they somehow finagled the copy.
Yeah, I...
Because they were complaining about not getting a copy, and suddenly they have one.
Yeah, like the... Because as of earlier this week, actually as of earlier this week, IGN didn't have a copy either. So I wonder if maybe PR was like, oh shit, we gotta get it out to at least the big sites.
Right.
But yeah, that's, there is a review out there. I don't know how reliable it is. It's videogamer.com or something.
Yeah, I saw that. 8 out of 10.
Yeah, they gave it an 8 out of 10. So it's a, I think that the opening line was something along the lines of, this is a really good version of somebody else's game.
Right.
So that's not a glowing endorsement, but, kind of implies, I guess, it's more of the same.
Right. But we don't.
Yeah.
I think that's really what you anticipated, right? I mean, they had a 20-minute demo.
You didn't need to have played the game to write.
Yeah, and I wonder also if, like, I mean, we haven't played it yet. I can actually install it right now, but I wonder if it's one of those games where this was a theory I think Seta put up yesterday, where maybe they kind of knew the reaction they were going to get, that it was just kind of going to be like, yeah, it's, you know, it's more Batman, and instead of like having that kind of leak out, they just, we're not going to send this out first.
Right.
So
buy it first.
Right.
You want it. And
which happens a lot in, like, the movie space as well, like, where I found it really weird. I think I mentioned this on Twitter, that The Counselor, which comes out today, it's a new Ridley Scott film, written by Cormac McCarthy, and I mean, those are two pretty big names, yet there were no press screenings for that in my city.
Oh, no.
And there were no reviews on Rotten Tomatoes as of yesterday. Some reviews popped up today, but
I saw IGN's review, actually.
Yeah, it's at like a 35% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
Out of like 8. Like, it got trashed. And that's why there were no... But on the flip side of that, CBS Films really got behind, is really getting behind Las Vegas. There were 8 press screenings this week, here in Philly.
That movie looks really bad.
What was that?
That movie looks really bad.
It was alright.
You saw it?
Yeah, I went to the press screening on Monday.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It was okay. I mean, it's old people partying.
Yeah.
And it's 4 actors that, I mean, they're pretty good actors. They look like they're enjoying what they're doing, but it's nothing you're gonna want to rush out and see. But CBS Films really getting behind it, and there were 8 press screenings this week, and it doesn't come out till next Friday.
Wow.
And there's like another 4 or 5 next week. And that's just here in Philly, so that's really odd. Normally we get like 2 or 3 press screenings before a film comes out. Not anything like that. And then The Counselor, nothing, so.
I still don't believe that it's good, no matter what you say.
I said it's okay. I didn't say it was good. I said it was okay. It's watchable. I chuckled. and here, that film is gonna do crazy business.
No.
Yeah, you know why? Because the people that were in that screening were all old people, and they were laughing their fucking heads off.
Jeez.
Like they loved it. Like, I don't get some of the old people humor.
Yeah, I think the demographic will love it.
It's not targeted for us, Jeff. It's targeted for people older than our parents. Like, I mean, it's very clear that the people in this film are like 65, 70 years old, and that's who they're targeting.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I've just seen the trailers, or like the TV commercials, and it's just like, this Red Bull and whatever, oh my god. I'm like, what the fuck? It's supposed to be funny. I'm feeling like he says something like, I feel like I'm getting drunk and electrocuted at the same time or something. I was like, what?
Yeah, that seems actually pretty funny. You have to see it in the whole context, though, like, how they get into the club, and it's amusing. It's not a great film, but it's amusing, and old people are gonna love it.
Yeah, old people.
That Layla, old people are learning.
Like, they like anything. They're like, oh my god, there's like moving images on the TV screen.
Hey, video games, come on.
That's ages.
Well, they have to, like, do stuff then. It's not the same.
So yeah, what, I mean, we are getting a review copy of Batman, though, right?
No.
We're not.
No.
Okay. But Don is reviewing.
That's it.
Don is getting a copy, but it's not a review copy.
It's not a review copy.
That's just
weird.
I want Sonic for free.
I think.
Yeah, I hear that isn't look great.
It'll be whatever I say it is.
No.
Three out of five. Three out of five.
We'll see.
Just like Wind Waker.
Nope. Fucking Wii U.
Don't say it, Fozzie. Did you get Deus Ex?
No, not yet. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get on the 360 regardless.
What?
I don't know. I don't know if I can justify the extra $20.
Oh, shit. That is true, isn't it?
It's yes, it is.
Wow.
Problems?
I totally forgot about that.
Gotcha.
Guys, I just bought Dead Rising 2 on PSN.
Why? Don't you already own that game?
It's off the record version, though.
So the one with the original dude?
Yeah. And it has like an extra area in the mall, which is like it's like a theme park, amusement park, whatever.
Got ya.
Yep, I did that. It's on sale for $6.99, so it's like whatever.
There's been a lot of games on sale recently, and I don't get it. Black Friday's not here yet.
I can't wait. I'm gonna get that Beyond Two Souls for $20.
Yep. Yeah,
I think. We should do another like fucking like sit on Skype and fucking buy shit. Day.
Watch the deals go by.
Yeah, that's the thing is that like Deus Ex, I guarantee you will be like. There'll be like a $20, $30 like deal for that.
I want the Wii U one though, if I'm gonna do that.
Yeah. The Wii one does look good. I would like it, my achievement.
Meh.
I wanna get like that old stealth one. I pretty much could have gotten it if I would have played like the first hour I didn't play stealth. And after that I played nothing but stealth. And I'm really pissed off I still haven't beaten the game on 360 because of these fucking boss fights. I'm really curious to see how they're going to make it.
Alright. Well, we'll be back next week.
Maybe.
Yeehaw. Assassin's Creed.
That's not making assumptions here.
Yeah, we'll try and be back next week. How about that, Jeff?
I'll be back. I'll do this podcast by myself. Even if it's the apocalypse, it'll just be me.
What if it's like Fallout and you're like in a bunker and shit?
Our listeners need to know.
Right.
They're all dead.
Not all.
Tony will just be broadcasting to the survivors.
That's right.
Still talking about video games.
That we can't play. Nothing works anymore.
Listen, nothing will stop.
Yeah, anything else? Like Battlefield, but we're not playing that, so. Not that version, at least.
Wait, Assassin's Creed comes out next week, you said?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Are we talking Sonic?
Batman does too.
In depth on
that. Yeah, Batman is out right now.
Oh!
It's currently installing on my machine.
Oh!
Wait, did you download it?
I got it on PC.
It's
cheaper.
PC elitist.
No, it's $10 less.
I didn't know you had a good PC.
Yeah.
Oh, this changes everything.
Changes nothing.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll be back next week. I'll have some Batman to talk about. Tony will have Assassin's Creed. Jeff will have
Pokemon.
Pev Sonic. Fozzie will have more Pokemon.
Yes.
I'll probably play a little bit more Pokemon as well.
Yeah.
I'll have in-depth on Sonic. I'm gonna beat that, like, either Don's gonna get it for me by Tuesday, or I'm gonna buy it, and it'll be done by Tuesday night. Guaranteed.
I feel like you have to, like, kind of push that game. I don't know. Yeah.
And I'll have some AGI's American Civil War 2 for Jeff.
Oh boy.
Right.
Here we go.
Yeah. Jeff loves that stuff, so.
He does.
Big time.
Yeah.
So. We're gonna somehow figure this out so that you can't leave during that discussion.
I'm pretty sure that's not gonna happen.
Like, there'll be some sort of punishment that will be so horrific that there's
punishment.
A chance. Yeah.
We'll see.
Like, for instance, somewhere in the middle of my discussion, I'm gonna, like, give out a code to your new Sonic game. Like, Jeff, if you listen to this, then here are the numbers to the code. So you have to, like, sit there and listen to the whole thing.
But
Or
I'll give
out the code like five numbers at a time.
There you go.
You'll have to drug.
I got it. Have to drug.
All right. Drug the man.
Speaking of drugging me.
Right. I mean, what effect is that going to have that you don't have already? I don't understand.
It'll make me happier.
By the way, do we have to congratulate you? Should there be some sort of, like...
Why?
Because I'm a mailman? Or because...
He's a full-time mailman, officially. He is Rottweiler food. It's tattooed on his ass.
Dude, Movie Guru told me the other, like, week or something on Twitter, he's already been bitten by a dog, and he's been doing the job less than a year. I was like, what?
Did he lie to you?
No, he, like, went all in depth on him. Like, he's like, yeah, like, this, you know, lady was walking her dog, and, like, the dog broke off its leash, like, the leash broke, and it bit him in the ass.
Jesus. What a dog.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Josh. I don't mean to laugh at you, but it is kind of funny.
I've never really understood that. Like, why is it that mailmen are always just, like, hated on with dogs?
I mean, I have my theories, but it doesn't really make a lot of sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing, though, Jeff. I think you're afraid of dogs to begin with.
I'm not. I love dogs. Like, I'll go right up to a fucking...
Okay, but remember a couple months ago we were talking about on the podcast how my dog is a pit bull.
Yeah, I don't like pit bulls. Like,
see, I mean this is the problem. You can't, like, you make that distinction.
Like,
a lot of people have those dogs, and they're out there.
I know they do.
They know you're afraid.
Yes, but what's the other one that looks kind of scary? It's like the big black one with the brown nose. Dobermans.
Dobermans?
Oh, the German dog?
Yeah, those dogs are actually really nice usually. Like, at least the ones I've interacted with, but.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of dogs. Like, if you told me your pit bull's completely safe or whatever and you're confident about it and you're not like a moron, I'd be like, alright, cool.
You know? The fortune. It's a different story.
But I'm telling you, man, like, so many people, like, probably don't see, like, there's, like, an evil side to their dogs. Like, they're not even at home half the time. Mailman's walking up, and, like little dogs, big dogs, cute dogs, they all want to fucking murder you.
This is true, actually. I've been at home, and, like, in the back of my house when, like, somebody's, like, a UPS man's come up to drop off a package. And, of course, my dog sounds like Cujo on the other side of the door. Which explains why UPS guy always leaves the package there and never knocks. Just like puts it down and runs away.
I found that with houses. There's been houses where like, you know, I have a package for them, so like you have to deliver the package pretty much, like, you know. And it's not like if I'm walking past the house and it seems kind of sketchy, like there's a dog out front, I'll just keep walking if I don't have a package for them. I'm like, I'll let the regular guy bring their mail tomorrow, you know. But like, there's been times where like this, you know, like the inside door is open and there's just the screen door, and I hear the dog going mental. I'll just kind of like run up to the steps and like drop it, like kind of throw it a couple feet and run away. So I'm like, that first fucking screen door and kill me, man. It's terrifying. But the worst is when like you don't see them or whatever. Like you're just walking around, also not know where there's a dog, and you know, and he's like, wah, wah, running at you, and at the last second you see he's on a chain, you're like, I thought I was just gonna die. Yeah, mailmanning, it's fun. I highly recommend it, guys.
It's good exercise, right?
Yeah, it is actually.
Alright. Well, Jeff's a mailman. Fozzie needs to find a way to get back to sleep. And Tony and I are gonna go to sleep. Cause it's late here.
I like sleep.
But we'll be back next week somehow, some way. Say goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight.